What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, fam? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, and I'm fired up for today's episode, guys. Here in episode 101, that it sounds so cool to say. Now we're in the hundreds. We're not saying 90 or 80 or anything. We're saying 100. 101, guys, we're going to be talking about surrounding yourself with winners, surrounding yourself with positive-minded, optimistic-minded people around you on your fitness journey, because I run into this shit all the time, right? I am on the phone with a potential client, and I can just hear it in their voice that they're just so like unsure of themselves and insecure. They have no confidence. Like, maybe they've tried to invest in themselves in the past and they didn't fully follow through, and that's why they can't really accomplish their fitness goals. And, you know, I know, like, then I ask them, I say, like, who in your life is like supportive of you? And like, a lot of the times, like, they might say like their husband or their wife or their this friend or their mom or their dad, right? But, you know, are they like, are they just saying that, or are they like really like supporting them on this fitness journey? And I think that this is a huge problem that not many coaches out there or trainers are talking about. You know, it's very important, guys, to have people around you, especially when times get hard, because, you know, as you guys know, like when you switch up your lifestyle from something you've been doing for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it can be very challenging to break those old habits. Like, you know, I have someone right now that's trying to quit smoking. He's been smoking his entire life, 40 years, right? 30, 40 years. Don't you think that that's going to be a hard habit for him to break without a strong support system, a strong network? And it is, guys. And I know that there's many of you out there that are struggling with a certain habit you want to break, you know, that are struggling with giving up certain foods, with giving up processed foods or your ice cream at night, or, you know, you're struggling to keep up with the motivation in the gym or anything like that. Steven, what's going on, bro? And I see you guys. You know, I know there's a lot of you guys out there struggling with this. And that's why it's so important to have a strong network, to have people around you, real friends, not fake friends, that actually want to celebrate you winning. Like when you max out on the bench press, you get a new PR, or you hit all your meals for the last 14 days, right? And you're feeling fucking good. Like, you should have guys in your life, friends in your life, that actually want to hype you up. They want to say, dude, Steven, bro, I'm so fucking proud of you. Like, I see you work and I see your transformation that Chance posted on his page. Like, that is so inspiring, or that you posted on your page. That's so inspiring. You should be so proud of yourself. I can't believe you're up 10 pounds. Like, that's the type of people you want to surround yourself with, guys, because the more people around you that are celebrating you, the more you're going to start to believe in yourself, and the more momentum you're going to start to create. And guys, momentum is everything on a fitness journey. Because that's why 99% of people fail who embark on one in the first place, is because after 2 or 3 months, they don't realize they're making progress, and they don't visually see a massive change, and they don't have people around them celebrating them and lifting them up and saying, keep going, keep put, like, and literally pushing that person to keep going to the gym. And then eventually they get sucked back into their routine of watching Netflix. Oh, it's only one day, I'll skip one day in the gym. Or, oh, it's only lunch, I'll skip this lunch and I'll catch back up on dinner or tomorrow. Like, and they fall into this trap of not being accountable, And the reason why, Steven, bro, you've seen so much progress is because you've been accountable. And I'm a firm believer in this, brother, that it's because of the other guys in the Relentless. Obviously, you're strong as shit. And do I think you would have gotten here regardless? Yes. But I know for a damn fact that having me in your ear every day, having the other guys in your ear every day, being in the Facebook community, being in the Marco Polo group chat, being in the Trainerize group, every day you wake up, you get an inspirational message, right? You have other guys saying, Brendan Shabbat completed this workout, Jason Hall completed this workout, Stephen P completed this workout, or completed his meals, or took a cold shower, and you visually see that. So you know all your other boys in this program are kicking ass. And you're going to feel like shit if you don't also kick ass. You're going to be like, wow, they're all doing it. I now need to do it, right? And you guys fucking celebrate each other. And that's what you guys need with or without a fitness program. You need to celebrate. You need to have people around you that want to actually celebrate your wins, that want to say, hey, Steven, hey, Chance, good job, man. I saw that you just hit a PR on bench press of 225. You should be super fucking proud of yourself. who doesn't feel good when someone compliments you? Like most of us guys are trained subconsciously to brush off compliments, right? We don't want to take that, right? Because this is going to blow your guys' fucking mind. If you guys aren't affirming yourself and speaking positive thoughts into your mind every day, and you're constantly talking yourself down, it's going to feel super fucking weird to get get these celebratory wins and these, oh, I'm proud of you, these attaboys from people. If you're not doing it to yourself, right? If someone's complimenting you and you're not even complimenting yourself, it's going to feel fucking weird because you're not used to it. And I need you guys to think about that for a second. Rich, Steven, think about that, bro. I see you're on here. Think about if you're not used to celebrating yourself and saying, oh, like, and then actually like thinking about like, wow, Steven, wow, bro, I just packed on 10 pounds in the last 10 weeks. Like, that's pretty fucking cool. I've been struggling my whole life to put on size and I'm finally doing it. Like, if you don't give yourself compliments and give yourself love, when someone else comes to say congratulations or compliments you or say you're looking bigger, you're looking leaner, you're looking better, you should be proud of yourself, you're going to feel fucking weird accepting that compliment because you're so used to degrading yourself. You're so used to beating yourself the fuck up. You're so used to letting, as my coach yesterday was saying, letting your inner bitch voice take over your mind rather than your inner beast. You guys need to fucking access your inner beast, not your inner bitch. And I heard this yesterday and it fired me up and I couldn't wait to speak about it today on live. And it's, guys, when you have friends around you that are fucking beasts, and when I say beasts, they want to see you win and they're not selfish and just wanting to see themselves win, but they're like, damn, Steven, damn, Brennan, damn, Chance, like, you just fucking crushed it. You just made this crazy transformation. Or I see you work and I see you grind and I see you in a healthy relationship. I see your confidence is through the roof. I see you're happy with your job or your career. You finally quit your job. You're finally being able to attend your son's soccer games. Like, that is the person you want around you, right? Not the douchebag that gets mad at you for spending time with your family on the weekend over going and golfing with your boys for 6 hours. Like, that's not the person you guys want in your life. That's the person that's going to fucking drag you down. That's a person that's not happy for your success that you started a family. That's a person that's not happy for your success of starting your fitness journey and fucking finally gaining weight. Fuck that dude. Drop that toxic, negative, masculine energy and leave it at the fucking door. You guys are so much better than that. You deserve so much more than this toxic ass fake friendship that you guys call a friendship. It's not fucking real. You guys know exactly, I'm talking to you guys watching this. Fucking Brennan, yes, get Brennan in here. Let's fucking go. I see you're in here. What's up, Brennan? And I know you guys know what I'm talking. I know, like, for a fact, if you guys are thinking like, holy shit, like, Chance is right. I know you have at least one person in your life that you're thinking of right now. Like, I guarantee you're thinking of one or two guys right now that you either are friends with or you were friends with in the past, and you saw their toxic energy and their toxic bullshit, and you were like, I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to, like, stop responding, or just kind of like slowly stop responding, and like, until they're out of my life, because you could feel that leechiness to them, that they were kind of sucking you dry of your energy, sucking you dry of your positive vibes, your positive energy. And I do not tolerate negativity in this fucking community. I will not have it. I will not have somebody talk bad about somebody else. I will not have jealousy. I will not have any animosity towards one another. All we fucking do in this Relentless Life community, and Brennan and Steven, you guys can both attest to this, is we build each other up. We celebrate each other, guys. Why do you think I'm so big on every time you guys complete a workout, or every time you guys complete a habit, or I click the celebrate button, or the taunting, but whatever it is in the app, the thumbs up, the clapping emoji, like, I'm always trying to, like, let you guys know I'm fucking proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself too. And it's important, guys, to recognize when we accomplish something, even if it's something as simple as hitting our morning routine, right? Because what happens when we hit it one day is we wake up tomorrow and we say, okay, let's hit it a second day. Then we hit a third day, a fourth day, and a fifth day, and pretty soon, before you know it, you just hit your morning routine for a full week. Now you're feeling fucking great, right? Now you got a full week of momentum of hitting your morning routine. Now you're not going to want to scratch that momentum, right? Momentum is, like I said in the beginning of this live, momentum is everything in a fitness journey. So if you've been struggling your entire life, like many of my guys in my community have, and myself included, with gaining weight or putting on lean muscle, you guys have to think about it in terms of momentum. And what's a more important ingredient with momentum than having a supportive fucking network, to having brothers around you that are like willing to put all of their energy on the line to see you win and to celebrate your wins. when you guys have that, and you understand your true potential, and then you're also surrounded with other men who understand their true potential, and all you guys ever fucking talk about is how proud you are of each other and how positive you are and how fucking great you are and how confident you are and how much you want to fucking change the world and be ripped and be just the best fucking person ever and fucking change lives, like, that you're unstoppable. Like, straight the fuck, you guys are literally unstoppable when you can find other people like that. It's the energy, guys. It is the fucking energy. Brennan, Steven, you guys get this, bro. Yes, Steven P, get in here, baby. Tag your brothers, man. Tag your brothers in this community that need to hear this fucking message. Why do you think I think about this? I'm gonna drop a knowledge bomb on you guys. I'm going off. Why do you guys think, I'm talking to my clients right now, I put every single one of you in three different accountability groups? Why? Put it in, I want to see it in the comments. Why do you guys think that I did that? I want to see it in the comments. I see who's in here. Why do you think I said, okay, I'm going to take all of my clients and not put them in one, but put them in three different accountability groups? Why do you think that? I'll give you guys 20 seconds to respond. Why do you think I decided that that was a fucking good idea? I'm waiting for someone to say something, by the way. If you guys are watching, I'm not continuing until someone says something. And I know I see you guys in here. To create good habits. I love it. What else, guys? Come on. I see you guys in here. To create good habits. I like it. That's good. Come on, guys. I want to see you guys participate. This is fire right here. Why do you think I put every single one of my clients, every one of you guys, all my brothers, in the same three fucking groups, same three accountability groups? Guys, it's because when we're surrounded by positive, like-minded people who are on a similar mission, we now not only have one or two people with this energy, but now we have 10 or 20 or 30, right? What did you say? To create accountability and build a tribe. Yeah, absolutely. We're a team. And when you wake up every day and you go into Marco Polo, you go into the Facebook community, you go into Trainerize, and all you're reading is positive ass shit, you're gonna have a positive ass day. I'm gonna say that again. When you wake up in the morning, gentlemen, and you log into your apps after you do what you do, you're heading to work, right? I see you guys on Marco or on the Facebook community for those of you guys that post. You're in those groups, and the first thing you see is happy Thursday, alphas, have the best fucking day of your life. Me on there, Steven on there. What's up, guys? Have a great fucking day. I just crushed my workout, crushed my meals. I feel fucking amazing. I feel confident. Over here, you see in the Facebook community, Steven posting some motivational video or some motivational post, right? It's all positive. And it gets you guys into this state of immediate bliss and immediate like, wow, like this is fucking awesome. I have all my brothers crushing it. Every time Brennan takes a cold shower, I see Brennan took a cold shower. Every time Jason completed a meditation session, I see Jason completed a meditation session, right? Like, it's all positive shit. And we're surrounding ourselves by it. And the more this community grows and expands, the more abundant we're all going to be. The more gains we're all going to see, right? The more muscle, Brendan, you're going to pack on, right? Guys, and I've seen this firsthand. I did it alone for a long time. But what I noticed was when I surrounded myself with good fucking people, and I've had a few good, solid friends around me, right? Here and there that came and went during that time, that when I had them in my life, I was 10 times more positive, 10 times more confident, 10 times more likely to fucking make massive gains, 10 times stronger on all my lifts. I fucking felt better 10 out of 10 times. I was happier, right? That's why I put you guys in these fucking groups, because I know the impact that it's going to have on you and on your fitness journey. By having other guys who want the same shit that you want, celebrate you when you fucking complete a task, when you complete a habit, when you crush your meals, when you're in there crushing your workouts, because I know it works. What's going on, Paul? What's going on, brother? And guys, that is everything. When you have a network and a group and a tribe, a community of like-minded beasts and not bitches, you're going to fucking succeed every single time. Brennan said, Steven, your wins lately motivate the fuck out of me. See what I'm fucking saying? That hypes me up, baby. Let's go. Was talking about you to some close friends today. That is so awesome, Brennan. Warms my heart, dude. Knowing that you guys, see, that's exactly why I do this. Because Brennan just said, Steven's pro, I posted Steven's, and we're still on the podcast, guys. We're rocking and rolling today. I posted Steven's 10-week progress pictures side by side yesterday, his front, his side, and his back. And the results are freaking crazy. Totally holistic, just following an animal-based meal plan, staying consistent with his cardio, with his resistance training, and the man freaking killed it. He looks so much better, so much happier, up 10 pounds, lean muscle mass, an absolute beast, and now Brendan is celebrating his wins here. Don't you think that now we have guys like Brendan, I'm always hyping Steven up, the other guys in the community commented on his shit, don't you think that's going to give Steven some sense of confidence if he didn't already have it in himself? I'm asking you guys, don't you think that Steven's going to have more fucking confidence to keep up his momentum? He's 10, 11 weeks in right now, right? He's working through phase three. He's going to be in phase four soon. Don't you think that all of that positive affirmation from his brothers is going to, absolutely, Steven, yeah, you're right, is going to push him further and make that snowball even larger rolling down the mountain? He's going to just keep gaining more speed, and his growth is going to be exponential. And that's why so many of you fuckers quit after 2 months, after 3 months of your fitness journey, because you don't have the right tribe and network around you, right? You have the courage and you have the desire, right, to want to change. So maybe you'll hire a fitness coach, an in-person trainer who is half-assing your workouts. You'll buy a cookie cutter meal plan. You'll invest $300, $200 in some supplements and some protein shakes. And you buy all this food, right? And you start, and you're 4 weeks in, you're 8 weeks in, right? You might not see major progress, right? But after a while, you get tired, right? Months two, months three, you start to get a little tired, right? And I know you guys know this. For those of you guys that are in my program, you start to get tired. And if you don't have a good tribe, a good network, the likelihood that you're going to give up on your fitness journey is extremely fucking high. Extremely high, guys. I know this because I've seen it so many times, not just with myself, but with clients and with other people and people I care about. I've seen them go to the gym, like my mom, right? My mom, my uncle, my dad, other people in my life that I care about, that they start their fitness journey, right? And they're like, oh, I gained 10 pounds. Like, I feel overweight. I have this belly now, and I just feel like shit. And like, I'm going to start going to the gym, and I'm taking my life back. New year, new me, right? Like, how many of you out there like have either been that person, or you have a friend, or you have a family member, or someone where every New Year's they're like, new year, new me. Like, I've taken oath to be fit this year. I'm going to get that six pack. And then after 30 days in January, they're back to the same old couch potato that they were before, fucking hating themselves, not confident, hate the way that they look in the mirror. They're back on their depression meds or anxiety meds, and they feel like shit. I mean, come on, guys. And it's because they don't have good people around them, that all of their toxic ass, negative minded friends, they go to the bars on the weekends. Like, you guys can't be friends with people like that who invite you out all the time. It's, you're not going to shake the fuck up, guys. Like, I'm fine with drinking every once in a while. I'm fine with like going to a social event and like enjoying yourself. Like, I'm not against that. But if you have friends that are trying to go out to Taco Tuesdays and Thirsty Thursdays, and they're, no matter how old they are, whether they're in college or they're fucking 30 years old now, still going to Thirsty Thursdays, which is quite embarrassing if you ask me. Like, you're fucking 30 years old. Get your head out of your fucking ass. Like, you're 30 years old. Wake up. Like, you shouldn't be going to the bar on a fucking Thursday night. Don't you have to work tomorrow? Right? Like, aren't you trying to fucking accomplish anything in life? All you care about is going and getting wasted with some toxic ass people. And that's not what this community is for, because those people are always going to be those people. You are who you surround yourself with. You know, you surround yourself with four losers, you're soon going to be the fifth. You surround yourself with four winners, you're soon going to be the fifth, right? Surround yourself with guys who are already doing what you want to do, who are already getting the results you want to get, and you will get those fucking results. Guys, it's a fucking simple equation. It's a simple blueprint, simple math equation. Surround yourself with winners and you will be a fucking winner. This energy that I have, guys, I want it to give it to you. I want to serve you. I want you guys to take this fucking energy today. Take it. You guys deserve it. I'm spewing with this energy. I'm overflowing with this limitlessness because I know I'm unlimited. I know I'm relentless. I know anything I set my motherfucking mind to, I can do. I'm the one, baby. I'm the one. You're the one. Steven, Brendan, whoever's in here, whoever's listening to this podcast, you are the one, guys. Like, you have what it takes to fucking gain 30 pounds of lean muscle mass and be an absolute fucking beast. Don't you want that? Like, don't you want to be a beast and be confident? And when you take your shirt off, you're like, this feels fucking amazing. I feel like so awesome. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was skinny my entire life. And I was so insecure every time I took my shirt off or I was at the beach. Like, I never wanted my legs to show because they were always super skinny. I hated it. I had skinny boy abs. Like, I fucking hated it. Hated it. At the time I had braces, like, I hated who I was. I hated who I was becoming. And so I knew I had to make a change, right? And I was the lone wolf in high school. I was the lone fucking wolf. Nobody wanted to hang out with me because they knew Chance is always working out for 3 hours in his garage on a Friday night when we're all getting wasted at 15, 16, 17 years old. And that's the road I decided to fucking take. And now I want to take people with me 10 years later because I've worked my ass off to get me to the position I'm in today. And I want people that are like me who want more out of life, who want a body and a mind that is absolutely resilient and relentless and that can do anything. I want those people around me. Guys, I have no friends. I have a few college friends right now. That's about it. I have my family and like two buddies that I speak to, and that is it. That is it. I'm being completely transparent with you guys. I really don't have many friends. I wake up every single day at the same time. I grind on my laptop. I grind on my phone for 12 to 14 hours every single day after I do my morning routine. If it wasn't for my body and my breathing, I'd be working out for an hour and a half every day. And I'm in bed by 9:30 and I'm asleep. And I do the same thing every single day. Even on the weekends, guys. Like, I'll take maybe 6 hours, maybe 8 hours on a Saturday or Sunday. What's going on, babe? To hang out with my girlfriend, to go to the dog beach, right? We're going to Orlando this weekend. And take a little time for myself. But other than that, guys, I'm fully in and fully committed and invested into what I want. And if you guys want to be successful on your fitness journey, you've got to have a similar mindset to that. Because if you don't, if you just decide that Chance is offending me and, you know, Johnny and Alex and my whole 6, 7, 8 group, you know, group of buddies that I have, like, yeah, they like to go to the bar and like this and that, but they really are good friends. Like, they've been friends with me for the last 10 years and, like, you know, they graduated with me in high school and we were in the same fraternity and, you know, we've always been buds, you know, like, I can't give that up. You can't give that up. You can't give that up. Really? You can't give up people who have been in your life for 10 years, but they were fucking negative as shit. And all they cared about was the next party or picking up a girl. Like, you think that that's more valuable than what you want, than the positive affirmations and the goals and the dreams that you know you deserve? You're going to sacrifice what you want to remain friends and to keep a social status with the boys. Like, that's what you guys think is more important. Because if that's the case, then that's fine. But quit bitching that you're fucking unhappy and that you have no confidence and that you feel like shit and you look like shit, because that's the reason. You're surrounding yourself with fucking losers. You're surrounding yourself with bitches and not beasts. So wake the fuck up, everybody. If you're just tuning in, wake up. You guys just missed a fire live.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.